Before we dive deeper into the message, I want you to know I love you all so much. I appreciate you for rocking with me, for your comments, your support, and your love. Thank you for showing up every single day. I appreciate each and every one of you. For those new to the channel, welcome. We're about to get into the core of the message. I'm letting God speak to me and through me. That's what's happening right now. Thank you all for being here. People are starting to realize that you were the blessing. Sometimes people realize this too late, but when you turn around and say goodbye, that's when they start to see it. Your love will linger in their minds. Even if you walk away, block them, or move on, they will still feel your love. They know they will never find another you. They might find someone who tries to replicate you, but they can never duplicate you. There's only one you, and God molded you to love them and be there for them. You took on more than you should have, but God knew you could handle it. He knew these people were wounded and toxic, but they weren't ready for your love. It's time to turn the attention towards you. You've given them all you could. You've shown them your hand, your heart, your time, and they abused it. They misused and mistreated it. It wasn't because of you. It's their own insecurities, their own lack of emotional support. It's them, not you. God is saying it's now time to put that attention on you. Love yourself. See your worth. Some of these individuals are starting to wake up, which may have been your assignment, just to wake them up. But now, it might be too late. They're realizing that you were the blessing. They played with your heart, your time, your emotions, and the whole time, you were what they were praying for. Somebody is finally realizing that you were the blessing all along. They dismissed you too soon, and now it's hitting them hard that you were truly the blessing, sweetheart. The question is it too late? Some people don't appreciate what they have until it's gone. They don't recognize your value until you step back. Don't let your heart change because of the pain you've gone through. Even though you were mistreated and discarded, keep your heart open. You thrive on love and positivity. You want everyone to succeed, and you don't engage in negativity. Some of us feel better giving than receiving, but we need to change that mindset. You deserve to receive love and care as much as you give. You were sent to someone to help them, love them, and heal them, and they discarded you, treating you as if you were nothing. I don't want to sound harsh, but I'm keeping it real today because God is saying, you're free now, pick your head up. Please know you are the gift. You are the blessing. Never forget that. You are a divine one, chosen by God. He has equipped you to enter people's lives and love them to their best, to heal them. If they don't want to receive it, that's their loss. It's their choice. Pick yourself up, move on, and let God continue to heal you. The cycle has ended. Now let's talk about this. Sometimes when we hear the cycle has ended, we think it's all over, done, finished. That doesn't have to be the case. Apply this to your situation where it fits. When the cycle ends, it means the games they played, the way they treated you, the mistreatment, the overlooking, that's all done. Now that you're awake, now that you know you deserve better and you deserve love, that cycle has ended. If these individuals want to reconnect, they need to do the work. They need to be real, be vulnerable, tell you the truth. Otherwise, you won't be able to connect because your light is shining brighter, and the more you elevate, the more they stay in their toxic, low vibrational energy. You won't see eye to eye until they change. So when I say the cycle has ended, it means that period of mistreatment is over. You know better now, so you do better. You are the blessing, and they're starting to realize that now. They're seeing that you were truly the blessing after you've walked away, after God has disconnected you, and after you've focused on yourself. They're realizing you were their answered prayer. But God is saying that cycle in your life has ended. You are free to move on if you choose to. Some of you are being asked by God to move on right now. If this message is for you, embrace it. If it's not, let it go. God did not create you to be in relationships or situationships where the energy and love you give aren't reciprocated. You are full of love, and that's why He chose you. When you give to people, it's fair to expect them to give back. Some might say not to have expectations, but if they can't match your energy, you need to move on. You deserve love, care, and to be seen, just like you treat everyone else. Don't let anyone tell you that your expectations are too high. If they say you're asking for too much, it's because they don't want to do the work. They want you to settle for less, and that's not acceptable. The cycle of accepting less has ended. Don't be anyone's option or play into third-party situations. You deserve better and don't have to settle for anything less. Don't let your heart change because of the hurt you've experienced. Even though you were mistreated and discarded, keep your heart open. As a chosen one, you thrive on love and positivity. You want everyone to succeed, and you don't engage in negativity. You feel better when you show love and are in a positive environment. Some of us feel better giving than receiving, but we need to change that mindset. You deserve to receive love and care as much as you give. God is saying, don't let your past experiences change your heart. They were lessons to show you that you deserve better. You are worthy of love and attention, whether you're male or female. Sometimes society treats men as if they don't deserve the same love and respect. But that's not true. Treat your partner with the same love and respect they give you. Don't let negative experiences change your heart. People are starting to realize that you are the blessing. Sometimes people realize this too late, but when you turn around and say goodbye, that's when they start to see it. Your love will linger in their minds. Even if you walk away, block them, or move on, they will still feel your love. They know they will never find another you. They might find someone who tries to replicate you, but they can never duplicate you. There's only one you, and God molded you to love them and be there for them. You took on more than you should have, but God knew you could handle it. He knew these people were wounded and toxic, but they weren't ready for your love. They didn't see your worth until you withdrew your resources, energy, time, attention, and love. Now they're seeing that you were the blessing. Imagine praying to God for someone special, for love, for resources, for knowledge, and then you show up. You come into their life full of everything they needed and wanted. But because you didn't fit their narrow-minded criteria, they couldn't see it. They judged you by external factors and thought you couldn't possibly be the one. But the truth is, you were the answer to their prayers. They discarded you too soon. They ghosted you, played with your emotions, ignored you, and tried to act like you weren't who you said you were. Now that you've pulled back, moved on, and said enough is enough, they're starting to realize it was you all along. But is it too late? This message isn't for everyone, and I don't want to trigger anyone. I usually don't do messages like this. But here we are, because I know some of you are going through this. I've been through it too, and I'm keeping it real with y'all. We're family, and we're going to talk about it today. God is saying, take back your time, your energy, your mind, and start pouring those things into your own cup. Love yourself. Focus on you. The chains have been removed. Some of you may have been called to these people. You felt like they were your person, your husband or wife, whatever your situation may be. But in that situation, you were bonded. You felt weighed down. Something was always off. It was in and out, hot and cold. One minute they were with you, the next they weren't. That was a chain over your mind, your emotions, and your spirit. God has freed you from that. Freedom is here, sweetheart. Yes, you may be hurting. Yes, you might feel like, wow, this is really over. But know that this freedom is a blessing. It's time to heal, to grow, and to focus on your own journey. You are free to be who you are meant to be. Yes, you might feel like you've invested so much time and energy into these people, and it seems like it's all going down the drain. But I'm here to tell you that God sees you and says you are now free. The chains have been removed, literally taken away, and this isn't to speak ill of anyone else, but to encourage you. You might be looking back and reminiscing about the good times, but God is saying, revisit the entire situation, the whole relationship. What did it truly look like for you? How did you benefit from it? Did it help you grow mentally and spiritually, or was it more of a burden than a blessing? Yes, some days will be good, and some days won't be as good. You might be happy today and crying tomorrow. One day it feels like everyone is there for you, and the next you feel completely alone. That's part of life, part of your healing journey. Stop beating yourself up about it. Don't stay in those moments of hardship. Embrace yourself and keep moving forward. Be patient with yourself. Healing comes in layers. It doesn't happen overnight. We're always healing. But know this, you are free now. The chains have been removed. They weren't ready to receive your love because they didn't know how. They didn't know how to accept your attention, your care, because they've been in so many toxic situations. Many of these issues stem from childhood. A lot of people carry wounds and hurts from their early years, and while that doesn't excuse their behavior, it helps explain why they act the way they do. Some people have carried this baggage for so long, and God wants to heal them. He wants to show them that there are genuine people out there who love from the heart with no strings attached. You were that person, and your love still lingers with them. Even if they're pretending on social media that everything is fine, it's not. If you're following them on social media, checking what they're up to, stop it. It's just another tactic to make you feel like they're doing well when they're not. Take your eyes off them and focus back on you. You've learned your lesson. You've given your all, shown your heart, and now it's time to turn that attention towards yourself. You deserve to be loved, to be seen, to be treated with care. Don't let anyone tell you your expectations are too high. They just don't want to do the work. The cycle of accepting less is over. Don't be anyone's option. Don't settle for third-party situations. You deserve better. These individuals I'm talking about need to do the work. If they decide to come back into your life, it's important to remember that for some, it's a complete ending. Some of these situations are just done, and those people may not come back. Their role in your life is over. But remember, God is the one who decides. If these people are meant to be in your life, they will be. What's meant to be will always find its way. For now, this season is about having tunnel vision for yourself. Focus on what you need, how you can show up for yourself, and how you can love yourself. What does your future look like? This time is all about you. You had to go through that lesson to realize that you deserve better. Now these people are realizing that you are the blessing. Yes, you are the blessing. I love you all so much, and I hope this video brings you encouragement.